Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Auburn Big Ten season opener tonight for Jeff Mercer's Hoosier Batsmen hosting Northwestern for the first of three this weekend. 5 o'clock will be the first pitch. Right-hander Jack Perkins getting the call facing the Cats, who come in having won 7 of its last 8. Hoosiers putting up some solid offensive numbers. They're second in the league in home runs, fourth in runs scored, and one of the reasons why, freshman catcher Brock Tibbetts, a young man out of New Albany, Ohio. He's hitting .309 with 25 hits, 23 RBI, and 6 home runs.
He doesn't miss fastballs very often. He's able to make decisions later in the process. And so when you're able to make late decisions offensively, you don't chase breaking balls, you don't expand against breaking balls. And when you do that, you get to good counts and you get good pitches to hit. And he's done that consistently, put himself in good positions to hit, gotten good balls over the plate in the zones that he likes, and when he gets them, he stings them. So he is a special player.
Jeff Mercer on his freshman catcher, big-time contributor as he enters the Big Ten, and that is Brock Tibbetts. Tomorrow, Bradley Bramer, this week's Big Ten Pitcher of the Week, will be the starter at 2 o'clock, and a single game will close out the series at 1. Well, the Pacers in Boston Garden tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after just a flat record career at Edgewood in softball, Taylor Minnick, given the opportunity, is settling in for Shonda Stanton out at IU. Taylor, who patrols left field, started her 8th game the other day in a victory over Kent State. And as Coach Shonda was telling me,
we knew she was a special talent. The problem with our lineup is we're so deep in the outfield. It's hard when you have to wait your turn to get an opportunity. And so Minnick was waiting her turn, in and out of the lineup. She had a great weekend at Ohio State. She was money for us. She had her first long ball. So she earned the start again. And then she comes up and 2 walks, a hit by pitch, gets the hit late. And so, we're really pleased with what we're seeing in Taylor Minnick. And, that's what you want. You want a hometown kid to perform. You want your Hoosiers, some of the best kids in the state of Indiana, to perform because they love repping the script. They're super proud to do that. So we're pretty excited about what Taylor Minnick offers us and what her future will look like.
That is Shonda Stanton, who has the Troops up in Madison, Wisconsin for a 3-game set. Taylor enters the weekend batting .375 in 22 games, a home run, and a .516 on-base percentage. Boston Garden, the venue tonight for the Pacers. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.